or might not want to attempt to. He said, cannot. Jesus teaches us that competing values cannot coexist. One will overwhelm the other. Now, our modern day answer is, I'll manage my life better, and then I'll be able to do more. I'll find time for being completely committed to God and for making money and for recreation and career and hobbies too. Jesus says you cannot serve both God and money, and we think, well, Jesus obviously didn't understand how to multitask. It doesn't matter how well you manage your life or how many labor-saving, time-saving devices you buy. If you try to hold on to competing values, one will always overwhelm the other. And here's the strange thing. The lesser value almost always overwhelms the greater. Lesser values take less faith and less effort. And lesser values seem easier. And so it will constantly draw you in. Because to all appearances, you can reach a lesser value more quickly. You'll be continually tempted to make it your first priority. Those who try to love both God and money end up loving just money. Lesser values don't deliver on their promise. That's what makes them lesser. A while back, I received an email from my friend Bucky. He was on the cusp of a career change with all the energy, anxiety, and evaluation such a change creates for anyone. His son had asked him to spend college spring break driving around the Old South, visiting all the places where Dad grew up. In the email, Bucky said, I really can't afford to be gone right now, but decided that 20 years from now, no one will remember that I took time away from my new work. But my son will hopefully remember it for the rest of his life. Pray for our safety, and that I will be able to resist the temptation to do emails and make phone calls every night. Now that's a choice for the greater value of relationships, a choice that will last. There's a second truth here, found in Jesus' question, doesn't life consist of more than food and clothing? The answer is, of course it does. The striking thing about the lesser values is that the more of them you achieve, the more you realize how little power they have to bring you fulfillment. You end up lying awake in the middle of the night with these very words of Jesus running through your mind. Doesn't life consist of more? Revolutionary War hero Patrick Henry is famous for knowing something about values. His stirring cry, "Give me liberty or give me death," is certainly a value statement, trumpeting his commitment to the value of freedom. He also has something to say about the value of a relationship with God over lesser things. Near the end of his life, he penned these words, "I have now disposed of all my property to my family. There is one thing more I wish I could give them, and that is the Christian religion. If they had that, and I had not given them one shilling, they would be rich. But if they had not that, and I had given them all the world, they would be poor." There is a third.